standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Good afternoon, welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Thursday, June 14th, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898, the web address republictradinggroup.net. Crazy world in which we live. World seems to be imploding as we speak. And noted people have a noted person, we should say, passed away the last few days with scant coverage. Yes, another Rothschild has bitten the dust. We'll speak about the Rothschilds because it helps connect the dots. But first, quick check on Rothschilds. Favorite topic, finance. Wall Street surged again today, launching the Dow Jones Industrial Average to its best two-day advance since last July after data showed that wholesale inflation, excluding everything we use, is rising at a gentle pace. Dow ended up 71 points at 13,553, NASDAQ up 17, 2,599, S&P 500 up 7 at 1,522. Yes, the good news about wholesale inflation dampened the bad news about oil going above $67 a barrel, but that's neither here nor there. It just doesn't seem to prick anybody's conscience. Gold and silver prices climbed in New York on speculation. Higher energy costs will boost demand for precious metals as hedges against inflation. Gold sometimes moves in tandem with crude oil, which climbed above $67 a barrel after a government report showed U.S. refineries cut operating rates, and Iran said it will continue developing nuclear energy. Some investors buy gold to hedge against accelerating consumer prices. Gold has climbed 2.8% this year, while oil is up 11%. The metals are looking to the energy market for direction, said Tom Hartman, a commodity broker at AltaVest. We're seeing a boost in crude and gasoline prices, and those are supportive factors for gold and silver. Gold futures for August delivery rose $3.20 to end the day at $655.90 the ounce on the COMEX division of the New York Mercantile Exchange. The price had reached $658.20 earlier. Well, tomorrow, if we close above 660, watch out. Anyway, a lot more to go when we return.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
I feel the wind blowing through my door. It's telling me that the summer's gone and the winter waits in shadow, waiting with the storm. I am old and my bones are weary, and my son, he is all I have. But he has gone to fight for freedom, leaving with my heart. All my life I have loved this land, worked it with my hands. But can this freedom send the rain when seed is in the ground? Can this freedom heal the pain and bring my boy back to me again? Oh, oh, oh.
Welcome back. Oh, oh, oh. Great song. I should play it all the way through. Yeah. Rothschild dies on Tuesday, and the Swiss sell 250 tons of gold on Wednesday. Don't know what to make of that. Closing prices, once again, for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Gold closed up $2.80. I'll tell you why that's very significant. Silver closed up 8 cents at 13.20. Platinum up a buck at 1,285. Palladium also up a dollar at 3.74. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $1.40 at 6.54.50. Silver up 2 cents at 13.22. No action in platinum or palladium. As we mentioned, crude oil closing pretty much close to $68 a barrel. Yeah, fat chance for any discounts at the gas pump. Crude oil ended the day at $67.75. U.S. dollar closing below the 83 level again, closed at 82.89. And this in light of obvious expectations of higher interest rates. How come the dollar fell? There is speculation, my friends, that the recent surge in bond prices in large part is because there was a very silent dump of U.S. treasuries by the Chinese to send a message to Washington, D.C. about the actions the House is attempting to make against imposing sanctions on China because it's manipulating the currency. I don't know what's going on out there, but there's something going on. How is it possible? Well, I guess times have changed. But how is it possible that gold could be so strong in light of an announcement that the Swiss National Bank surprised the market today with plans to sell 250 tons of gold reserves over the next 2 years, with major sales already this year from Spain, France, and the ECB? Some analysts believe higher gold prices could lead to more sales by central bankers. High prices will more than likely scare some more supply out of the central bank vaults, but that's in the future, said Neil Ryan, VP of Economic Research at Blanchard and Company. Swiss National Bank Directorate member Thomas Jordan told reporters that the proceeds will be used to increase foreign currency reserves. The share of gold in Switzerland's currency reserves has risen to 42% from 33% since mid-2005 due to the increase in gold prices. And Jordan said the sale would return the share of gold in the currency reserves to their previous level. Matt Turner, commodities analyst with Virtual Metals, said it was significant that the bank said gold as a percentage of its reserves have gotten too high since many European countries have high share of gold reserves. Here's a rundown of some of the percentage of gold reserves that countries have. Greece has 80% of its reserves by value in gold. Portugal has 79%. Italy has 66%. Germany has 63%. The Netherlands has 56%. And France, 56%. If these banks were to reduce their reserves to 30%, Germany would have to sell 1,802 tons, Italy 1,341, France 1,273, Switzerland 394, the Netherlands 311, and Portugal 235 tons. He said today's announcement was indeed a big surprise because everyone thought that the 1,295 tons they sold between 2000 and 2004 was it for a while. This was 40% of the reserves at the time. So what is going on? Well, who knows, my friends, but more than likely it has something to do with the Rothschilds. We'll catch up on all the other day's news, and we'll get back to the Rothschilds in a little bit. But looking at the world as we see it today, utter chaos is reigning around the world, especially in the Middle East. What a shock or a surprise. After storming a Palestinian Authority security headquarters in Gaza, Hamas officials said they've uncovered thousands of documents, including classified correspondence with Israeli forces. Hamas said these will help us battle Israeli surveillance tactics. Well, judging by the fact that Mr. Abbas declared a state of emergency, dissolved the government, and that Hamas is in control of Gaza, and they got into all the office, they have numerous documents that they said could be very embarrassing to many Arab countries, including the United States and Israel. A lot of killing going on in the Middle East as we speak. It's hard to make head or tails, as I said before, of what to make of it. You got Palestinians killing Palestinians. Obviously, people are divided on ideological grounds, and only by the grace of God, and I guess it's because we are Christian in our in our philosophies, that we haven't resorted to the barbarism of killing each other because of opposing political views. But I have to say, sometimes when I read the discourse, on some political pages. We are not this enlightened society in which we live and see the events unfolding in the Middle East as barbaric by our standards. We are not so far from those barbaric standards in the Middle East. As a matter of fact, I have an article posted on Republic Trading Group that speaks to it. Doug Thompson over at Capital Blue. well, we tried it here at Republic Broadcasting. We used to have a chat page, but then it just chat pages just degenerate into insults and demonizing of people's faith, religion, whatever the case may be. We become very coarse in our politics. We cannot discuss anything on an intelligent level in any way, shape, or form without cries of racism, bigotry, homophobic, and yes, anti-Semitism. And so while we're in this mode, it'd be virtually impossible to solve anything, which is the reason why the president today is pushing once again, and I said this before, this amnesty bill has got nothing to do with amnesty. A major portion of the country is consumed by it, thinking, and then the country is divided. Whether or not, what do you do with 12 million illegal aliens? Just beat them out of the country, do you get in? And the argument goes on and on. It's got nothing to do with that. The reason that this immigration amnesty bill is going to go through is not because of granting citizenship to illegals. They're more concerned with the ultimate goal of the North American Union and the introduction of the AMERO. That's the driving force, in my personal opinion, because it's two subjects that are never discussed in the context of the immigration bill. All we hear about, and that's why the president was out there today offering $4.5 billion from the U.S. Treasury to build a fence, because obviously they did a focus group and someone came back and you've heard all the people talk about it. Well, everything's fine, but secure the borders first and then let's deal with the problem of immigration. So the president obviously came out, made a speech today, asked for, says there's $4.5 billion coming from the U.S. Treasury, they're borrowing it, and it's going to get paid back by the illegals. Yeah, wishful thinking once again, but nevertheless, the arguments on both sides miss the big picture, and it's a reason why this bill is ultimately going to go through. They care nothing for the impoverished Mexicans. They care nothing for anything else. This is big business, my friends. I mean, you hear these reports. Congress is receiving thousands of calls every hour, people opposed to the bill. They don't care about your phone calls, your emails, your faxes, your outrages in demonstrating in front of their office. All the people that they listen to are the people that walk in and sign the checks. Those are the people who count. This is why we're in the mess we are. This is not we the people. This is we the corporate interest. Who is the corporate interest, you ask yourself? Well, we'll connect the dots for you when we return.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Make sense of a senseless world. You know, before I get into the Rothschilds, I have to say this just simply because I said this many years ago when the Patriot Act was passed and the war on terrorism began. I said the problem with the war on terrorism is quite simply every despot dictator in the world will now embrace the war on terrorism, because the war on terrorism, by its very definition, is a war on people who dissent against official government policy. If you dissent against official government policy, you are declared a terrorist. Now, obviously, we have a different interpretation of that in the United States of America, because we see terrorists, as defined by the mainstream media, as people who strap bombs onto themselves and want to kill other people. But that is how we understand it. But obviously, the broader context of the war on terrorism, it goes from that into the senselessness of accusing anybody who speaks out against official government policy as a terrorist. And I said, the folly of this is that people like Robert Mugabe will start mimicking the United States. And I do this in light of yesterday's report out of Washington. Listen to this report. The FBI wants to compile a massive computer database and analyze it for clues to unmask terrorist sleeper cells. To congressmen are worried about whether the Bureau will protect the privacy of U.S. citizens. You know, well, fat chance of that. But then you've got a whole clique of people that says, well, if you've got nothing to hide, what do you got to be afraid of? Well, that's not really the point. As the government is now snooping into people that it, quote unquote, uses a terrorist definition, someone obviously opposed to official government policy. Well, guess where else they're doing this? Yes, they're doing it in Zimbabwe. So is America acting like Zimbabwe or Zimbabwe acting like America? Zimbabwe's parliament, heavily dominated by President Robert Mugabe's party, has passed a controversial new bill that allows the government to monitor phones, emails, and post reports, it said on Thursday. The Interception of Communications Bill, which critics say will violate freedom of expression, was passed on Wednesday. The bill proposes the setting up of an Interception of Communications Monitoring Center run by people appointed by the government. Zimbabwe Communications Minister has defended the proposed law. He told Parliament earlier this week that the countries, including Britain and the United States and South Africa, have all had similar laws. So there you have it. Prediction made many, many, many years ago by yours truly that ultimately the stupid war on terrorism is not a war on terrorism. It's a war on your individual rights. It is in complete violation. I mean, the president swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, not obviously subverted to a quasi-monarchy, which is basically what we're dealing with here. But then, as I said, we are dealing in a system that is consumed with money. And there's no question in my book, the reason why congressmen and senators are paying absolute, and let me just throw in this disclaimer and say it as I always do. You know, I'm sure these people, when they get elected from their local districts, go to Washington all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed with great expectations of doing the right thing. But unfortunately, when they get there, they find out as they were living in a fiction world. And they weren't living in the real world, because Washington operates differently. Washington runs on money. It's money and power that controls Washington, D.C. Your little faxes and your little phone calls and your little $10 contributions mean diddly squat. You could have been giving $100 of your hard-earned money to some politician because you believed in what he was saying. Well, go to Washington and see if you can get an audience with your elected representative if you donate $100 a month to his cause. Or do you think you would have a better chance of sitting down and having lunch with a congressman if you sign $10,000 checks? Well, hello, who do you think the congressman's going to talk to? Congressman, we've got Martha on the phone. She gives you $100 a month. She wants to meet with you. And you've got Bill on the other line who contributes $10,000 every month to your cause. Who do you think is call he's going to take? Come on. That's all money and power. This is why I find it very interesting, as I speculated before, of the passing. But you wouldn't even, if I never told you this, I haven't seen one single report in an American paper about Baron Guy de Rothschild. Not one. He died on Tuesday at the age of 98. Now, you would imagine a man whose family has a net worth, and I'm not kidding you, you know what the net worth of the Rothschilds is? And I granted this is speculation because it's based on the fact of what we do know. That old man Rothschild was estimated at over $6 billion in 1850. Now, that's not a significant amount of money in today's dollars. However, consider the potential future value if you compound that over 147 years, and I'll save you doing the arithmetic just in compounding interest. That $6 billion in 1850 is today $491,000 trillion. I mean, can you actually even get your mind around a number and a figure like that? And in order to get your mind wrapped around that, you've got to understand the history of the Rothschilds. It explains everything. It explains Zionism, the creation of Zionism, the creation of Israel. It explains everything. And you have to say to yourself, how come the media is so silent about this? Why isn't his death being reported? As a matter of fact, the only place I found that his death was reported was in the London Guardian. There was the London Telegraph. I couldn't find it reported anywhere else. And then I resurrected an article from way back that had an interesting title. When a Rothschild falls in the forest, does anyone hear it? When we return, some stuff you may know, some stuff you may not know about the Rothschild.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Oh, I keep doing that. That's old habit style. You remember me when the message to producer. Aren't we overdoing it a little with the Republic Trading Group commercials? I know we want to get people to buy gold, but do we really have to run commercials back to back? Anyway, let's talk about the Rothschilds. Well, let's talk about two things. Let's talk about power and wealth. And I thank Ed Hurst for this. Power and wealth cannot be divorced. Starting from nothing, if you gain either, the other is not far away. Both can be held in degree. Nothing requires an approach to absolutes in order to make people happy. The problem is fallen man can hardly develop a sense of proportion when it comes to these things. It requires application of an external standard. For Christians, grasping power and wealth as a spiritual reality allows us to fight fleshy desires for the worldly kind of power and wealth. While there is nothing inherently evil about having the worldly kind, it is what we are willing to do to achieve them which marks the line between right and wrong. Herein we define the evil of the Rothschilds. They would do anything to hold wealth and power, and their apparent intent is to hold them absolutely. The Rothschilds learned from keen observations of human history that it was not necessary to actually rule any country directly to have control. Nor was it necessary to own everything in sight, nor even merely the assets of those who ruled. All they needed was sufficient leverage to ensure they held the balance of power in the long run. Having gained sufficient control of European economies over a century, it came to Rothschild's attention trade with the Americas could both strengthen their hold or weaken it. The threat for them was the relative freedom of the American economy. There was no handle to grasp, so it could be steered where they wished. Further, it was clearly on the way to becoming a much larger economy than all of Europe. Doing so without indebtedness to the Rothschilds had to be stopped. Having lost their first attempts to Andrew Jackson, they waited for the next opening. A good first step was to divide the nation. And simmering conflicts between North and South offered the best opportunities. During or after a war, each would be more open to the manipulation and leverage which brought the Rothschilds power in Europe. Seizing opportunity was the one best skill possessed by the Rothschild family. Nothing was certain. However, human nature was rather predictable in the main and in the broad scope of events. The Rothschilds sent an emissary to both sides of the brewing war between the states. And here was an odd thing. The North had a long-standing merchant culture, quite familiar to the Rothschilds. This culture hardly hesitated to welcome the bankers from Europe. Yet the ruling clique in the White House did not trust bankers and, frankly, hated Jews. While initially taking a few loans from the Rothschilds early in the war, Lincoln eventually balked at the high interest rates and simply issued Union currency on inflation. The South had a pretense to nobility and little interest in the European style of business operations, yet they have been crawling with the Rothschild agents for decades. It was business as usual for them to accept loans from the Britain-based Rothschilds. Still, things did not turn out as planned. Lincoln proved able to win the war and remained a powerful force of opposition to the Rothschilds. Thus, they hired Booth to assassinate the president and whisked him away to safety when the deed was done. They began the task of getting allies in the United States government. The Rothschilds had learned an active war economy brought its own profits. Even though they eventually had to write off Confederate debts, it could be a net gain for their longer-term plans. The hope of gaining a U.S. national bank under their control went unfulfilled until the next century. A major part of their macerations, including building connections with J.P. Morgan and planting a new proxy in the form of Kuhn, Loeb, and Warburg families, all tightly united with the Rothschild clan, and with the eventual birth of the Federal Reserve Bank, they ended up with far greater control than they'd ever had hoped. The entire national economy of the United States was delivered to them on their own silver platter. Subsequently, events further cemented their control, as when FDR confiscated all private gold and when Nixon removed the dollar from the gold standard. Eisenhower's warning of a military-industrial complex was actually about the Rothschilds, for they owned and controlled interest in it all. It appears the Rothschilds have a sliding scale of value assigned to people. It follows more or less the traditional Jewish pattern. Those born or married into the clan are given the utmost privileges and have to go a long way astray to lose that status. Lesser Jewish banking and merchant families are rather like being in the greater tribe. Jews in general are favored, but so are most any Gentile bankers and merchants loyal to them. The greatest difficulty we have now is realizing the Rothschilds were not hesitant to sacrifice their own fellow Jews. While their brand of elitism is a direct reflection of their Jewish heritage, this is hardly a fair reflection on Judaism. This is an elite group willing to enslave the entire human race for ends only they fully understand and which ends are shaped by Jewish heritage. Otherwise, it's just another elitist plot to rule the world, one of several we have seen in the past. Still, we see it today. And we will surely see it tomorrow. The difference is, my friends, the Rothschilds were actually able to pull it off. We see then that the New World Order is mostly about Zionism, when we boil it all down. We also see not every act on the stage has seen the full script. Because of that, the Rothschilds ran into trouble now and then when a tool of theirs fails. Depending on how anxious they may be, expect them to take action immediately or wait for another opportunity. That's why we have Israel spies in the U.S. If those whose hands actually guide the policy of the United States don't run in the right direction and can't be corrected, expect the nation to start having troubles, big troubles. Recently, it seems to me some of the tools have been too zealous for their own profit, and the Rothschilds may be ready to pull the rug out from under us economically. It wouldn't take much. We have a lot of Jews in government, but they don't rule America. As it is, many of those in government aren't consciously aboard the big plan. Against, it's not about Jews at large, but about Zionism specifically. Nor is this a cue to promote Arab or Islamic causes. They are hardly innocent victims. I'll be the first to bring up the pagan background of Islam and say right off Muslims are going to hell without Christ as their Savior and Lord. It's the same for the Jews and every other human. There's no excuse for wearing a bomb vest and killing civilians, and no nation is under an edict from God to suffer annihilation. If anything, the Israelis have shown far more restraint and civility in recent times than any of their neighbors. They kill just as quickly, but are much more careful about how they do it. That neither supports nor denies whether it is a good idea to continue this charade of Jews returning to Israel. If there is to be a final ingathering, it must be under a renewed covenant of the law. Until that happens, the Christian view of modern Israel is all about politics. We are dealing with a pair of enemies, both of whom we cannot afford to alienate. Pick your poison. Neither side has a moral claim on us. Dispensationalism is a lie. No one can prove just yet it was started by the Rothschilds. More likely it was a response of Catholic theologians to the common Reformation belief that the Pope was the Antichrist. And if you research names like Ribera and Bellarmine with dispensationalism, you'll find a constant story tying them to the birth of the concept. It passed through many hands before it ended up in the wild visions of Margaret MacDonald and the teaching of Edward Irving and John Nelson Darby. The whole concept nearly died in obscurity until an American scoundrel by the name of Schofield picked it up. And here we have the firm imprint of the Rothschilds, for it was their money, their agent, Samuel Attemeyer, who got Schofield's work published. Indeed, it seems Schofield visited England and got some coaching from the infamous duo of Westcott and Hort. These two were the closet Catholics involved in studying black magic and proclaimed themselves super Bible scholars so as to justify replacing KJV with their RSV. Schofield would have preferred using their RSV for his study Bible, but knew better. When finally published, it came from the Oxford Press, then clearly under Rothschild's control. How sad. We've had three or four generations of piety twisted by Zionist propaganda. If it all sounds like a bad movie thriller plot, confirm the story for yourself. Don't take my word for it. What we just went through is just a simple outline. The question is what to do. Well, I guess we could try as best as we can to help educate those around us into what is going on. Because what we see going on is not based in reality in any way, shape, or form. It is all, we are living in a myth to think that the power of these people are not controlling the motions of what goes in Washington, D.C. That's why I said this whole immigration debate is a false flag operation. It's got nothing to do with immigration. It has everything to do with the ultimate vision of who controls the power, and that power obviously is in the hands of the Council on Foreign Relations, who have a vision for the North American community. It is front and center. It's not hidden. It's right out there. All you got to do is do your own research and go and find it. It's on the front page, for goodness sake, of the latest edition of the Foreign Affairs magazine. Talking about the Amero, talking about the North American Union. Listening to, I don't know why I do it. I swear I don't know why I do it. Like I said, it's like trying to not look at an accident on the side of the road. You can't help yourself. You have this aversion. God help me, I have to look. I have to, and I go through the dials. I went through the dials today. I mean, it's almost embarrassing to say that at one time I used to associate myself with these so-called mainstream conservative talk show hosts' philosophies. I'm so far distant from what they believe in at this point in time, it's amazing. Because they caught up on this. Well, I can understand. I mean, Rush Limbaugh still thinks that the CFR is just a benign group of old men who sit around smoking cigars, drinking fine cognac, and that's all they do, reminisce about the good old days. No, Rush, they don't. They don't in any way, shape, or form. This is not about securing the borders. It's got nothing to do. It's a mindless exercise. I'm even surprised that there are politicians out there that are going to get persuaded to change their vote, because that's what's coming up, persuaded to change their vote based on, obviously, this focus group research that said, well, people want you to come to some sort of immigration reform and try and, but more importantly, we want you to secure the borders. Borders ain't going to be secured. They're talking about building this fence. I've said this before, fence ain't going to get built. You're going to have every environmentalist down there, first of all, saying before they start building the fence, they're going to have to do an environmental study to find out whether it destroys the migratory habits of some little rodent. And that's a simple fact of life. This is all a scam. What is the $4.5 billion? To me, what I think, the $4.5 billion that they're going to take from the Treasury is not going to build fences. It's going to put money in politicians' pockets who are sitting on the fence, excuse the pun, about whether or not they should vote for this comprehensive immigration reform bill. I submit to you the die is cast, the ink is dried, the letter is sealed, it's look, the stamp's on it, it's on the way. Just a matter of when it gets delivered. We'll be back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Thursday. Millions of Americans ask themselves a question almost daily as they see their towns, cities, and schools flooded with non-English-speaking illegal aliens and legal immigrants. what and why is happening? They ask. Zogby, Pew, Roper, Dobbs polls show that a stunning 80 to 95% of Americans demand our borders to be closed. They want illegal immigration reduced back to the pre-65 level so immigrants will assimilate instead of what's happening today. The Border Patrol is fiction because it's established fact they don't stop even 10% of the traffic crossing our border away from ports of entry. They are armed incursions, and now comes a bill in Congress to legalize this de facto invasion. Moral issues aside, this trend is guaranteed to destroy the integrity and the identity of the United States as a nation. Conspiracy theorists make much of the Bilderbergers, Club of Rome, Trilateral Council, and the Council on Foreign Relations. It isn't hard to prove these are creatures of the Rothschilds. It's not about forceful government, but the illusion of consensus. This is all good for us. If popular opinion can't be swayed, make it appear foolish. Either way, the best thing for the Rothschilds and Zionism is a vast Western economy united with open borders and ready to destroy Muslims. Whether the various tools, government figures, and these global councils are actually in on the plan isn't important. Take a look at the Freemasons. At one point, they were useful to the Rothschilds, and there's reason to believe they created it. Through various missteps, it became rather useless, and its power curtailed. It is now a toothless relic of past power, serving only as a means to train businessmen. They get used to working in secret societies, building strong back-channel business connections, protecting the insiders from minor inconveniences of the law, and occasionally the system identifies someone worthy of advancement for service in the cause. Meanwhile, it weakens their commitments to Jesus Christ, should they be inclined to such a thing, by submitting something with a close resemblance. All these organizations are problem enough, but serve in part as a means to keep attention away from the real source of trouble. So it is with the Rothschilds themselves. If you are one who believes there's a coming personal Antichrist, rather like Left Behind, look for him to rise on the back of the Rothschilds. They themselves are not some direct manifestation of the kingdom of darkness, though they are the current single greatest threat to human life and liberty today. And if we are to encounter a serious case of tribulation anytime soon, it will come via them. Even so, we could rightly call them a type of Antichrist. But they are hardly going to provide the DNA for the likes of Rosemary's Baby. That's fiction. The real issue will always remain. Satan is our true enemy. Till tomorrow. See you back.